section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You're so horny.
Ooh, Rumpa Smooth
Skin. It's for the best. Stevie Nicks.
We don't talk.
What are you gonna do?
Coming to you live from Odd, West Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, the struggle for Craigslist, debate club, what's up in E-Smoke, an interview with marriage counselor Dr. Bonner, and Aunt Karen's funeral arrangements with your co-host Vitamin D, Negative Nick, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Good evening, fine folks of the interwebs and people sitting in my living room here hanging out. How you doing? My name is Blake.
You forgot your name?
Yeah. What are you?
No, you're Blake.
How do I do it? How do I say it? I say
Blake Macon, the podcasting mod.
Hey everybody. This is the podcasting god. Blake Macon, and we're welcoming you to 197. It's getting close. Just.
By my math, we're 3 episodes away.
It's not going to be like the 13th floor of a hotel and we're going to skip it, are we?
We should. People will probably appreciate that more.
Yeah. If we don't show up at the high note, people are like, good, I just want to see fucking the ghost breast band.
Ghost boobs. All righty, folks. My co-host this evening has written over 500 jokes for the show, which equates to about 100 jokes per listener. He is known as Locks of Love, Jason. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. I think it's about 3 total audible laughs, too. I'll take it, though.
You say potato, I say potato.
You got to lose to win, I think.
Do you feel like a winner? When you got up this morning, did you feel like a winner?
I was like, shit, is it 8:15 already?
8:15? Jeez. Come on, get up with the rest of us.
Sorry.
All right, let's now welcome our first guest host for this evening. He is a craft beer connoisseur, a music aficionado, and the doctor of love. Let's give it up for Vitamin D.
Hello.
You completed your doctorate? Congratulations.
Yes, I did. Yes. It took a long time.
But as soon as you get that first time of putting it in a girl's butt,
what's this now?
The doctor.
Oh, my.
The diggity diggity doctor.
I was told it's a good way to take vitamin D is as a suppository.
I'd do it.
Well, is that one of your come-on lines?
Dustin, I'd let you fuck me in the butt.
Fuck it in the butt.
Just let me see that dissertation.
I'd like to fuck the shit out. And when our next guest is on the show, he brings a sense of style, sophistication, and elegance. And we are forced to bring our A-game. Let's welcome Negative Nick. Whoop, whoop.
I love you.
I limped in from the car just because I kind of got in that handicapped spot there, but I refused to move it. So I need to borrow a cane on the way back out.
I got plenty of canes.
Candy canes.
Yes, I did mean a candy cane, by the way.
Candy canes.
A really small one, and I'm really all withered.
Everybody. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We're glad you're nestled in tight. You got your earbuds in, or you're driving down the road. We don't really recommend that, because you're going to laugh so hard, you're probably going to wreck your vehicle.
That'd be bad.
And the insurance company commercials say that, you know, you wrecked that car.
Yeah.
He who wrecked it dealt it.
He who wrecked it dealt it.
Yeah, he wrecked it into a Delta plane.
And quite frankly, we're sick of being contacted by the insurance companies. We can't be held liable for these people
right,
and their hilarity.
Exactly. I was going to say something about how the car is worth less, but you guys, I've noticed on the show that and this is not a complaint at all. I tend to bring everyone together. Mm-hmm. And I kind of throw some stuff up, mm-hmm. and everybody just kind of
say like shit. Yeah.
Less work for you.
Exactly, and it gives me time to do all this other shit. Mm-hmm. So,
like my sound effects.
I appreciate everybody being here, yeah. But I'm going to start the show off. We've done Blake's List before where I've read stuff that Jason has given me from Craigslist.
It's real. It's all real.
It's all real stuff. Well, I delved into Craigslist on a personal level. I'm trying to sell quite a bit of furniture and antique furniture of my grandmother's, and my grandma was like, "Let's put it in the paper," and I really didn't want to deal with that. I thought, "This is the year 2015. Let's use Craigslist. It's cheaper, and more people will look at it."
True that.
It's always good to try and sell things to more than 20 people.
Right, yeah, yeah. I'm like, Grandma, they don't even print a newspaper anymore. I don't know what you're talking about. But, and the people that are answering these Craigslist ads for this furniture are the same people writing those encounter ones.
Yeah, upstanding citizens, intelligent people, master's degree or higher.
The opposite of those.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The opposite of those people. So, so I put, like, the first night, Jason came over, and he's really good with Craigslist.
I post a lot of stuff for my store, Tasco Trade Co.
Hey, there you go. Cheap plug.
Hey, now. It's not really cheap. He does a lot of work to be able to do that.
Quality dick pics. Quality.
I don't want a fuzzy dick pic.
You want them? We got them.
It's so, not your father's dick pic. No, literally, it's not.
Right.
We do have that, though.
If you ask. So he showed me how to put this furniture on Craigslist, you know, and take a picture of it. Simple, you know, and a simple description.
Like, good for fucking on.
Yeah.
Just always hold it like that.
You're going to always want to put asterisk good for fucking on. That'll bring the people in.
Yeah, you can, all the boys, you can totally do it on this.
Yeah. Buy this ride on MOA.
So let's take example, a nightstand. Okay, it's Jason told me it was a mid-century nightstand.
I know a little bit about furniture now, and I am gay.
Which century? 15th?
Middle of it.
So, okay, I put this on, and we're talking $40, okay? A nice nightstand.
That's good. That's
mid-century,
cool.
$40. Jason said that's a very good price. People are eating this stuff up. What he failed to tell me is that 47 people will text you, ask you if it's still available. Yep. You say yes. They say, what are the measurements?
Your measurements?
No. Oh,
what are you now? You're a large B now, aren't you?
No, a large B. But they ask you all the questions that are in either in the ad. In the ad or in the picture. Read.
Yeah.
And then they start trying to Jew you down before they even are face to face with you. Like,
we should say that Jew is probably a derogatory phrase.
Sorry. They're trying to they're trying to skimmy you down. They're trying to loot you. Before they even, you know, like, are not in the same room as the item. Like, he's, you know, so the guy is like, hey, you know, you guys still got that nightstand? I'm like, yeah, I do. What's the measurements on it? I'm like, you know, I need to tell him. And he goes, so,
can't fuck on it?
You're asking 40. That seems like a lot. Would you take 20 for it? And I'm just like, okay.
That's 100% discount, my friend.
Right. Okay, so then she's got these beveled mirrors. Okay, these beveled mirrors, they're 5 foot wide by 3 foot tall. Is this working for radio?
We're on the radio?
Wait, is this for prosperity?
Right, so listen. So I'm saying, okay, $100 a piece or both, there's two of them, or both of them for 150, okay? A little discount if you take both of them off my hands. They're beautiful mirrors. They're not scratched. They're huge mirrors. They're beveled. They're nice, right? So somebody calls me and says, hey, you still got those mirrors? And I said, yes. And he said, are there any scratches on it? And I said, no.
They're scratched to shit. I just want to sell them.
Right. So then he goes, yeah, I've got one. Oh, I said they're beveled. You know, I added a couple things. He goes, yeah, I know. I got one. Is the paint coming off the back? And I'm like, no, they've been on these walls for like 25 to 30 years. They haven't moved. Nobody's touched them. They haven't been moved around. They're in great condition. He said, any trade for them? No.
You totally could have traded him that other mirror he already had.
No way. Yeah.
I'm looking for one that's got more paint coming off the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Mirror swap.
And I said, I can do both of them for 125. So I'm going 25 even less, you know. He goes, and his text back was, that's awfully high for a mirror. I got mine for free.
Well, can't beat that, asshole.
I'm like, then why are you even texting me? If you think the price is too much when you look at the ad, why are you texting
me? Also, why does he need a second mirror if he's got the one facing the wall anyway? He's looking at the back of it in the paint. That's odd.
Yeah, you're not using your mirror the right way if you see the paint coming off the back.
I can't see shit. This mirror done broke on me.
But I don't understand, like, why are you even bothering texting me, asking me about these mirrors, that if at the end you're thinking I should give it to you for free?
All I do on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I text people and I'm like, I see that you have a bike for sale.
What are you asking for,
Nick? Do you still have that bike?
I sure do.
I see, what are the measurements of that bike?
32 inches by 45 inches.
What is it? It got like a multi-speed bike? How many speeds
does it
have?
It's got 18 speeds on it for you, sir.
Mag wheels?
Is it dirty? Is it like cleaned off or anything? Any
rust? I wiped it down myself with Lysol rags.
And how much are you asking for that?
I'm asking for $125.
That seems awfully high for a bike.
How much did you get your last one for?
My last bike was free.
Oh, shit.
Because my parents bought it when I was 7, you fucking idiot. Get a driver's license.
Let's break it down for a second, though. When I was working with you initially on posting all these on Craigslist, your grandma, I mean...
Bid on all of them.
Your grandma responded to all these ads.
This looks like my mirrors. I want to buy this.
I like this.
Did you have any idea, Blake, on what you should charge that? Because you sat down with your grandma, and she gave you the numbers to put as far as the cost for those
Yeah,
items.
She gave me stuff, and then I told her, this seems more realistic.
But did you have any idea, like, what something should go for, essentially?
No, I mean, I really didn't have any idea. I'm just, you know, and I could be totally off on all this stuff, and I probably am, but I have to start somewhere.
Would your grandma accept, like... 2 bits and some penny candy.
2 bits.
Yeah, no.
3 magic beans.
You said her idea for the prices were unrealistic. Is like where are is she tossing out like 1940 Sears Roebuck prices, or are we talking like, you know,
high.
I need $20,000 for these mirrors. The paint on the back is fantastic.
No, well, a lot of the stuff that we're trying to get rid of is antique stuff.
Cab Calloway looked in this chair.
You know, because
you rode reefer, man.
like some of these chairs and stuff, they're like 175 years old. So they are old. They are in really good condition because old women had nothing to do with their lives than polish these fucking this furniture. Like if you go to some lady's house now who has a job and has 2 kids and, you know, her furniture's all fucked up because she didn't have time to fucking baby it, right? These people, these ladies from, like, you know, the 60s and 70s.
They knew how to wash a window.
This was time before iPads.
They were not working. Their husbands were at work all day. They just would fucking Murphy oil soap all this fucking shit so it's a beautiful condition, right? So when my grandma says, I want $300 for that rocking chair, I say, oh, how about $250, grandma? You know, and then, you know, we can work, you know.
And then you can let someone Jew you down, right?
Jeez. She's trying to collect on all that Murphy soap over the years right. that she's put into yeah. the thing. Right.
So, you know.
It's a good investment.
So, I have been realistic with people. But the other part is, so, another person contacts me about the same nightstand. This nightstand has been a fucking headache. And I'm hoping tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning I sell it to this asshole that got a hold of me today. But so this lady says, "Hey, do you have that nightstand?" I said, "Yeah, it's in good condition." She goes, "Okay, well, I gotta, you know, can we meet tomorrow night?" Yeah, fine. So I gotta go to my grandma's house and pick it up, put it in my car, drive to the Walgreens like it's a fucking drug deal. It's, you know, at 5:20, and I text her. I'm like, I'm underneath the Walgreens sign, facing the BP gas station.
I got a red rose on my chest.
I'm in a silver car. I'm gonna tug my ear until it bleeds. So she pulls up next
that
to me.
That seems unnecessary.
She pulls up next to me.
You might get that on the furniture.
She's like 26 at the most.
Nice.
She's got a friend with her because obviously if you're going to do a deal with furniture, you got to have somebody with you.
Especially in a Walgreens.
Everybody's got
a
guy.
Right. It was a girl.
Oh. Well, a girl. Guy.
So, okay. I said $35 on the phone. I said $35. So I'm even going less already. I'm like, you're going to fucking Jimmy anyway, so let's just do this. Schnoz. All right. So we get there. She comes out. She gets out of the car.
Losing our Jewish listeners.
She gets out of the car.
Klezmer music everywhere.
Her friend.
Blake, this is the thing you're trying to sell me?
You want I should buy this? Why not?
Are you cold? Do you need something to eat?
$35.
$35. Are you crazy?
For matzah. My sugar.
We've all got a Jewish voice, don't we?
So... She gets out of the car. I go. I open the hatchback. I set it out onto the, you know, I let her look it over. She starts looking it over. Now this is about 50-year-old nightstand. Really good condition for being 50 years old. Has a couple scratches on it, but what furniture that's 50 years old doesn't have some scratches on it, right?
Right.
She goes, she looks it over. She goes, it has some scratches. I don't think I'm interested. And I said, okay. And I, you know, I didn't want to freak her out. I didn't want to be an asshole. I put it back in the car, and then I sit in the car for a second. I'm like, 6 other people text me after you did, and you said you wanted it. So 6 other people could have bought this.
This is
you
know, the eternal struggle.
I was trying to be polite because you were the first one,
yep.
And you didn't fucking take it. So, you know, so fuck them.
As avid listeners of this show will know, I run a small business called Tasco Trade Co., which is a variety store, and we sell used furniture, used decor, and
used condoms,
anything used that can be reused. And I post a lot of my stuff on Craigslist. A lot of it goes on our website. People view it. People come in. And like clockwork, I can predict when someone will say, when they'll start bad mouthing the thing that they are there to see and are interested in.
Right.
I take it outside. I take the big pieces outside. I get a nice shot right in the sun, a beautiful shot so people can see exactly what they're working with. And still, people will come in and, to use your words, not mine, try to Jew you down. Actually, the bar on the corner uses the same verbiage when they come down in their drunken stupor to talk about the furniture that I have for sale. But they will. That's what Craigslist is. It's saying, I want 100 for this. In the back of my mind, I'll take 80. And I know we had that conversation too, Blake, when you started posting stuff. It's like put an extra $5 or $10 on there, because people will try to talk you down. That is the culture. That is the etiquette of Craigslist.
I get that at our store. We're a retail shop.
I do that all the time at my shop. But how does that work at a retail shop?
Yeah,
like
it
that?
Doesn't. people come in and, you know, like we had some nice blankets that had different rock bands and stuff on them. They're $50. They're a big blanket. Guy comes in, he's like, I really like this blanket. And the thing is, this is what pissed me off, is because he did this every time he came in. He would come in like once a year, and he would do the same thing every time. He would want me to do him a favor, like he's a loyal customer. I see the dude once a year.
Right. He's made You're that strong a, of an impression
yeah,
on you, though.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But he'd come in, and I'm thinking, oh, great, not this asshole. And then, sure enough, he'd be looking around, and he'd be like, hey, this is a nice blanket, but I think 50 is a bit much. Would you take like 35? And I'm like,
non-negotiable.
I'm like,
asshole.
What's the price tag say? He's like, 50. I'm like, that's what it costs. I'm like, that's like, we have set retail prices. I don't, and I, this is what I told him after he did this a few times. And I'm nice to you, and I will give you a slide the first couple times because I'm a nice person. But if you do this enough that I recognize it, I will call you on your bullshit, and I will not be friendly. And I told the guy, I'm like, look, I don't go to Walmart and tell them, like, hey, this milk's going to go bad in a week. How about I give you $2 for it?
Some people do that.
Yeah.
No joke.
That's not how it works. I'm like, There's a price tag on it. That's how much it is. We're a store. We're trying to make money. I can't sell you a blanket for less than what I paid for it because that's stupid.
Right. It's not an open air market in India somewhere where you can just negotiate on a
sell block. Right. All mini blankets.
If this particular Jew is listening, though, we appreciate your support.
Okay, the funny thing is they don't. Okay, there's two times a day in which these people sit on Craigslist.
On the toilet,
11 o'clock at night, and they'll text you at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they will.
Hey, you got that? And then 7 o'clock in the morning, they're already texting you about stuff, and
they never went to bed, Blake. They never went to bed.
Never went to bed. And I fuck them.
Because they don't have any furniture to fuck on. Right.
That is exactly right.
In a world of opinions, only one will reign supreme. The winner will be decided in Debate Club.
I'll fight you right now.
I love it.
Fights. People love fights. Why wouldn't they?
I've been fighting all my life.
Debate Club. That's only the second time we've done this, but you know what?
Let's do it.
A lot of debates to be had, a lot of heated discussions to work through.
And if you think about it, don't we play Debate Club every time we do a show? If you think about it.
Every day of our lives.
Exactly. Every
other week we do this show.
Do I kill myself today, or do I wait for the rejection letter from the state of Illinois?
Debate Club.
Do-a-do-a-do-do-do-do. Well, on the last episode, one of the last episodes we had, we talked about the new Swingers Club that we've discovered that's about 30 minutes away from here.
Yep.
And after we talked about it, after Molly heard the episode, she was like, hey, you know, that sounds like a pretty cool idea. And I was taken aback.
Those are her exact words?
Or
is this what you heard?
It wasn't her exact words, but she seemed intrigued more so than I thought she would.
Okay.
I know.
Because I'm picturing her saying, like, huh, and you're hearing, like, I totally want to go there.
Right. Well, no, and I don't think it was so much as like, hey, I want to go there. I want to fuck a bunch of guys or, you know, let a girl eat my pussy.
Oh.
I think it was just one of those, I want to go experience this thing. And we talked about it, and it was one of those things where you had to pay it. You had to pay a membership fee up front.
You guys,
you're not
going really
to try to chew him down?
I'm not going
to.
Yeah. Hey, I might not be fucking anybody. I might not be fucking. I might just be watching. Can I probably give you 35 for the couple?
Want to look at the ladies?
I just want to watch a bunch of old saggy ladies' boobs flop around while some guy's banging it from behind. So, you know, I'm not going to touch anybody. I'm not going to use any of your facilities. I'm not going to have to clean myself up. I'm not going to get my hand in the fishbowl, get a condom out. So can I, you know, jeez, can me and the wife just get the membership for 35 and you let us in for 10?
Why is it always a fishbowl, though?
It sounds like a really fun club.
You so, had me at Jew You Down.
So we decided that the best thing for us to do is for once and for all to debate this issue.
The lines have been drawn, if you ask me.
Literally across the table.
Across the table. Nick, you're negative a lot of times.
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
How do we give him that?
That's a joke. He's funny.
I know. He is funny. How do we give you that nickname? I don't even remember.
Boy.
Yeah, no, I just...
it was way back.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea of a nickname at all, and it stuck.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, Negative Nick, if you had the opportunity to attend a swingers club, would you say yay or nay?
So I have to answer in old timey talk.
Or no, just, actually, if you could be more, if you could be more discreet.
Governor.
If I was asked about a swingers club,
I'd say no way.
I'd say nay.
That's more Australian than it is old timey, perhaps.
I feel like it would almost fly there, but
I believe I can. Here, maybe this would help.
What? What would help? What are you doing? You pressing a button? Silence. Is the volume down?
Yeah, fuck it. Hello, go ahead.
Fucking indeed.
Yeah, no. I would go to a swingers club, and I'd go there, and I'd bring a big old stick with a sign on the front that says "This is wrong," and I'd march around out front with it.
Why do you think it's wrong?
Westboro.
I think that we're a society built on monogamy, and that one man should be with one woman should be with one man, and possibly another woman.
I say, but don't you think it would be interesting to like just go and experience it? Because I, you know, there's a lot of things that Jason does.
Yes.
That he says, "Oh, I just want to experience this, or like I want to be put in the situation just to kind of, you know,
what?
Just
what did
to
I say
live
that
life,
about?
Huh?
What did I say that about?
You want to find somebody else to like swim around naked in a bowl of chocolate pudding?
Whatever. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I wouldn't.
And you
mind
know
it.
What? This place may be that place.
I'm just saying, you put yourself in situations sometimes to experience them. Not saying sexual, I'm just saying in life.
More, yeah. You know, I haven't done as much lately, but I want to put myself in awkward situations.
Thank you.
Where I can.
I'm not a fucking idiot. I know. I listen to these goddamn shows.
I do. Fuck. Because
you have to test yourself.
It's not about things. Life isn't about things. It's about when you're dead, what did you experience? And if I could put myself in awkward situations or new situations, yes. But that doesn't mean that I'm interested in going to a place like this.
Why?
Because it's dirty. Have you been to my house?
Yes, I've been to your
house.
Is this at your house?
Have you been to my house, also known as Paradise Palace?
This is why you're against it, is because you don't have room.
I don't have enough room to accommodate all these people.
Why do you guys think the membership fee is so high?
Sponsored by Tasco Trade Co.
That's
right. Find some
furniture you can fuck on.
First you're so fine, you'll fuck it twice. I
yeah, let's I get a free onion.
What did you say?
Up yo, let's ass. Get a free onion right up there.
Always get a free onion.
Downers? Was it Downers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're Downers. We're everything. You just get a free onion.
Only people in Central Illinois.
And he would go like this.
We always get a free onion. He always got the sunglasses on.
Now it just
on
gets
too.
Put in an uncomfortable place. It'll make you cry, that's for sure.
For me, Paradise Palace would be an uncomfortable place. I am the one who copies and pastes for Blake's List. I am the one who made everyone aware of this situation. I am the one who talked to you, Blake, and Molly about her voyeurism and wanting to see people have sex while she sits on a seemingly semen-covered couch watching them. I am not interested. Places like this can only be dirty. I want to put myself in situations that are new and interesting so I'll have a story to tell.
But
or
clean. They have to be clean.
But I don't
maybe
want to
you
sit.
Can bring your own pillow to sit upon.
You know what? You've changed my mind.
Okay, so
that's all you had to say.
BYOP. Not bring your own pussy. Bring your own pillow.
I'm a married man. I love my wife to death.
Yes.
I find my wife. My wife. I think my wife is gorgeous. I'm sexually attracted to her in all aspects of aspects. Get it?
Oh, a winky
of everything.
Like a butt.
Her pectorals.
But also known as boobs.
Bubbles.
At boobies. But also, you're 40 years old. You've done just about everything.
Things are starting to settle.
Just about everything?
my dick's just
you've
dragging.
You've had sex in zero gravity?
Yes. Who hasn't?
That's still on my bucket
list. Wait till you're 40.
Wait till you're 40. I still got a few years.
So, but, you know, for me, like, I see where she's coming from. You know, like, I don't necessarily want to go and have sex with another girl, like, in front of her. I don't, you know, because I'm assuming that the people that are going here are not going to be your top-notch model girls and guys, right?
They don't need to be.
In Central Illinois, probably not.
But who's to say that we go in there, we're sitting at in the lounge, quote-unquote bar lounge, whatever, having a little drink, a couple of cross from us are starting to get it on and stuff.
They give you the head nod.
Who's to say that I won't look at Molly and start making out Molly? Next thing you know, me and her are going at it. Like, I don't think you have to go do something with other people just to go to this place. It's just like watching a live porno.
Okay, so you see it more as a chance for exhibitionism rather and voyeurism rather than to actually get it on with another couple.
She is into that for sure.
But if another guy comes in and smacks you on the back, that means he's tagging in, and you have to like.
You know what?
Back out.
If that's the etiquette,
that's how it works, right? Like pro wrestling.
To my knowledge, yes, that's exactly.
Like it doesn't have to be a willing tag. Warrior. It's just
he just shakes the ropes. Dustin,
what?
You're a man of love, a man of sensual life.
Sure,
he exudes it.
There's been pictures.
What?
that I'm sure are on your phone. I don't know for sure.
Dustin?
I don't think there's anything on my phone currently.
All right, get your phone out.
Everybody, whip out your phones. Put them on the table.
That's what hard drives are for. Friend.
Right, there you go.
I think what Blake is asking is,
would I go myself?
Yes.
Right this moment, no, but I think you should have that option if that's your thing. Let it swing. You know,
because like you're single,
correct?
Right? And so you're ready to mingle, and you mingle with normal people every day. But you can't tell me that you wouldn't. Would you feel better going as a couple, or would you feel better going like individually? Like I'm not
saying with just a bunch of your dude friends,
right? Right.
You know,
you guys want to go to the club?
I think that would be a very awkward thing because, like what do? You meet another girl, and you know you go off with her, and then you make eye contact with who you came with, and you're just like, hey, what's up?
Be back.
Check out what I'm doing.
You can go by yourself, though.
Right, you can. You can go by yourself or as a couple. It's cheaper to go as a couple.
I'm sure.
It's cheaper to go as a woman, too.
It's a twofer.
Yeah. So, as a couple, yes, more so, or as single, more so?
Well, I think you can want to go as a couple, but it's going to depend upon your partner. I think she/he, if that's your prerogative, is going to have the ultimate say. Because, I mean, you could go on your own. But I think you'd get in trouble.
I'm saying if you're single, not if you're married and going on your own. No, that's wrong. That's cheating.
If it's either you by yourself if you're single or you with your partner if you're married.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's something I would, if I was ever to do it, it would be single.
Okay.
But I would think.
Do you think that's because you're worried about the relationship, or do you think it's just you don't want to? That seems awkward to do that.
Yeah, it just.
You want to be your dirty little secret.
What if you walk in there, single guy, and you see two different ladies that you know previously?
That's.
We just have fun.
Do you just leave, or it's like down to clown?
We've done this before. Let's do it again.
Are you a juggalo? We're talking like I've known them in a biblical sense. Is that what you're saying? Or like
you guys have read the Bible together.
Okay,
you
know, you've while fucking. With them.
I've like okay. Well, that's what I was getting at because it could be somebody like, hey, I remember you from junior high, you know. But if I walked in and saw two people,
two very specific scenarios, by the way.
If I saw a couple girls that were there on their own, which right. seems highly unlikely.
Just by themselves.
No, they're there together.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
well,
better.
Then, yeah, then we just...
They're just
yeah.
there talking about you.
Right.
Right. Just
they're like, vitamin D!
Yay!
Hey!
No, yeah. you know, and
no, that could be an interesting scenario.
That is the only thing that I would worry about. Like, I would worry that, like, me and Molly, you know, pay our year, we commit to that year membership. We go, and we go the first night, and, you know, we don't know what to expect. We're nervous. And as soon as we walk in, like...
Your boss is there.
I don't have a boss. I don't have a job.
Well,
but yeah, exactly. Like, somebody, like, you see your mom, you see your mom's...
Your mom?
Your mom's... No, shut up. You see your mom's next door neighbor or something, or somebody you've, you know... You know, you see somebody like that. You see that lady that
yeah,
works at the gas station.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you don't want to be just like you're there and you have a great night, and then it's like you find out later. It's like, oh, that's the guy at the Casey's three blocks away from my house.
Right,
and that's
right.
exactly who I think
that's
would be
the mailman.
Yeah. These are people deep into their 40s who are like so jaded with sex and older that are just hanging around out there, just dirty old creepy greasy swingers. That's who I think is out
my
there.
My mailman was there, and he made eye contact with me as he came, and now every time he brings me his mail, he winks at me.
Right.
I don't like this.
Well, he also throws it in the mailbox really
my
hard.
My Ameren bill is all sticky.
You know, they have like a list of rules and stuff, and they all seem like ones I would abide by. But it's like they have a lounge, and they have like 25 private rooms. Like different, they have like a sex swing, and like the one room, they're like, I know that look of a sex swing. The thing about the sex swing, do you know how I know they have that? It's because they have a picture of a naked lady in the sex swing with like one of those like cartoon bubbles like over her face, but you can see like her hooter pootin' or like which girl doesn't look
hooter
all,
poot?
Which girl here doesn't look all tore up? Hey, would you mind modeling for this? We'll put a bubble over your face. Don't worry about it. But they also have a jacuzzi now.
Oh,
now
God.
Jason, that's I understand.
Can you jump off of the swing into the jacuzzi? This is not that kind of swing.
You are asking for Legionnaire's disease.
Can't now is the swing hooked up to where she can do a full rotation over like? When
no,
you were
no.
a kid and you wanted
no,
to try
not that
to
kind
do
of swing,
because that could be awesome. Like
that's the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
that's the Holy Grail of swings.
Yeah.
Right there.
No, but
fling her over the top. And...
But the swing is in the middle of the room, and it's in like it's got like a four. You know, so it's obvious a lot of people can gather around it. Now I would think if I was a girl, I would be like, I'm at a sex club. I'm gonna get strapped into this thing, and then I'm fucked. Like
literally.
Like yeah, like anybody's gonna come up and stick their dick in me because I can't do anything about
it. They just spin
I'm pretty
real
sure
fast.
Some of the rules cover that.
Oh yeah,
the number one rule is no means no.
But I'm sorry, but if you're in a swing and you can't get away,
while investigating this, I never found anything talking about hey. STDs, because guess what? They're everywhere. Everybody has chlamydia. Everybody's going to pass along some sort of
if everybody
herpes.
Has chlamydia, what's the problem?
Right. Why don't you?
All right, you know what? Touche.
This is Debate Club, and guess what? You just lost.
I thought you were on my side, a-hole.
I'm on the side of chlamydia.
Me and chlamydia versus the world. It's so gross. Not only the crusty semination everywhere in the carpets and knowing what everyone's done anywhere, because you know there's no one in there doing a deep clean. Stanley Steamer
isn't
coming in here.
Oh, they're not walking around with black lights at the end of the night?
No.
The whole place would be lit up.
it's like some nuclear reactor.
It'll be
went
that
off.
And the Great Wall of China seen from outer space.
It's the weirdest black light poster I've ever seen.
A weird story. Tons of cum on the Great Wall of China.
People just jerk off on it?
Yo, all the time, yeah.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
There's a reason it's the seventh wonder of the world.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so negative Nick, you're saying negative to sex club.
Yes. No, I think it's you know what? I'm not sure which side I'm on anymore. I think
debate
no,
club.
It's some really good debates going on here. Really though,
well, that's what the point. Yeah. Maybe me and Dustin swayed you to our side.
I'm swinging those around, but swinging. Now I'm swinging back cuz the swing in general doesn't seem like the best. I don't know. Well, okay, two questions. I mean, is there food?
Because
I feel like
Costanza?
you're gonna be exerting a lot of energy. You know, you're gonna be burning through
calories.
You need
to refuel.
You just bring Gatorade.
And do they have like bottle service?
I would think they have bottle service.
Both very good questions.
Any place with naked women has bottle service. Mm. Jason,
yeah,
you're saying no because it's dirty, not because it's unethical or moral. Yours is strictly because of health control.
I just think it's so gross in general. If people want to do that, by all means, but there's no such thing as a sterile environment where random groups of people get together to bone. That's an impossibility. And then you throw a jacuzzi in the mix, you're just talking about a disgusting, lukewarm DNA soup.
Well, are
no
you
one
going around like licking
of.
Every chair that you sit
yes.
on?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's your
you
problem.
Say, you say that in irony. I am licking every piece of furniture I sit
that's
on.
That's part of your problem.
Okay.
And that's also why nobody wants to buy furniture from you because it's weird.
yeah, but you can fuck on it.
Dustin?
Yeah, you only
we're going.
Yeah,
we're going, right?
Yeah, you only live once. Right?
All right, me, you, and Molly will go. Because Molly actually.
No, listen to this.
Molly said to me, yeah, I would go if Jason would go with us.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means she cares about you as a person.
No, I tell you what
she
it means.
She wants to see you get your freak on.
That's exactly right. And not just like from an emotional standpoint.
Standpoint?
Drunk point. it's from a. I'm. Want to get in the mood standpoint because yeah. she's fully admitted that she's a voyeur and wants to see action.
She wants to see if you keep part of the flannel on. Like,
his
pubes are flannel too.
His balls just have like this little flannel kilt around them.
Straight up.
All right, well, listeners, we want to know. We want leave a comment in the comments.
Do you want to go to a swingers club with
would
us?
Would you go to a swingers
and
club
who,
yeah, with us?
And which of us do you want to go to a swingers
oh,
club
how
with?
How did Heather miss this episode? She would have chimed in. She would have chimed right in.
I think we won, Dustin.
Yeah, probably.
Shit.
Everybody wins at the Pleasure Palace.
There's not a person that loses.
Oh, that was the bait club. Now, let's get into some music. We're going to start off with Lead Me Astray by Jake Orvis.
Ever play the license plate game while driving? The one where you have to find as many states as possible? I saw Hawaii once. Someone explain to me how that happens.
I cannot believe the response that got.
Might be a look, might be a sign, might be the way I know these lies. Justified till the end of time. My head, I hear this battle cry. Lead me astray, lie me, and I promise you this time you won't walk away. There's a darkness in my soul that longs gone, I'm damn certain. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. Shame, there ain't no fear, but there's an evil hidden here. Madness has power over fear. And then it came, she smiled as she said to me, my dear, tonight you're gonna die. I got a way of finding prey, I got a venomous set of fangs. Two shots, it all seems so clear. She said behind an empty tear. Lead me astray, lie to me, and I promise you, this time you won't walk away. There's a darkness Jesus in my soul. The ball is gone answered. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. In my soul, the long is gone unanswered, and this time it's you I'm gonna blame. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. This time it's you I'm gonna blame. This time it's you I'm gonna blame.
Thanks a lot, Jake Orvis. Hey, Jason here for IBWIP. I'm a big fan of this show. I know I'm on it every week, but goddammit if I don't listen to it too. And you know what I do? I send myself emails right here at the show at blake@ibwip.com. It goes directly to Blake, the podcasting guy. Man. And then he puts it right over to me, Jason. Locks of Love, Jason. And I respond to myself, and then it's just a big circle of like Simba style. Where people are just, or I'm contacting myself, and myself is contacting right back to me. And so can you. Blake@ibwip.com. That's where you want to go to put all your suggestions, your complaints, your comments, anything related to the show. And if you want to listen to the show like you're doing probably right now, or you're hearing my dulcet tones, you want to go to Blake@ibwip.com, or just ibwip.com, I should say. Listen to all of our past episodes. They're all free. We do this for you. We put a lot of effort into this, and seemingly for naught, but unless you listen to us and comment and say, yes, I like what you're doing, then we'll continue doing it. We've done 200 almost, and goddammit if we don't do 200 more. Am I right, Blake?
I'm thinking 3 million. We're going to do about 3 million episodes.
Oh, jeez. I don't even want to do the math on how long that I'll have to live.
I'll have like 50 million. Different nicknames by that time.
You're already up to 2 or 3.
I'll just keep mine.
2. Negative Nick? That's not bad. That's a good one. I got stuck with this goddamn Locks of Love. I wanted to cut my hair you about a year like and 30, a half ago.
You had 32 of them.
Oh, I had Cute Jason, didn't I?
You had Cute Jason. You had...
That's right. Every episode you were doing it.
Yeah, I was doing a different one every episode for a while.
I grew my hair out like an idiot. Listen, like the show on Facebook. Like us on Vine. All the social media outlets. We're out there doing it for you. We're
YouTube.
Shucking and jiving. YouTube. P-A-Vision. We've got tons of videos out there with all your favorite Roots Country music artists. And little snippets from the show. E-vaping. We got all the reviews out there. We do it just for you. Like us. Subscribe today.
Jesus Christ.
What's
it like? Let go of the goddamn mic.
I keep hearing it.
I'm sorry. Am I shifting it?
Is oh, God. It's, yeah.
He got a little purple passion. He just wants to touch something.
I'm a little bit drunk, but I'm very passionate.
This could be a penis or it could be a bottle of purple passion.
I'm very purple passionate about contacting the show.
He's very wanting to touch everything.
All
I'm
right.
afraid I'm going to move.
He's on ecstasy.
That's the last time I don't pre-write contact information.
All right. Hey, folks. Don't forget to check out craftvapory.com. There are sponsors for the show. It's really simple. All right, you could go to a vape shop and pay $15-$20 for a 15 milliliter bottle of juice.
You'd be a sucker
because you can go over to craftvapory.com. You can get a monthly subscription. They can send you from anywhere from three to eight bottles a month, just random ones.
Isn't it like $16.99 or something for 3 bottles? It's
yeah,
ridiculous. So
the price you're paying for one bottle of premium e-juice, you can get 3 bottles every month. Plus, if you use promo code IBWIP, you get 20% off of your first month subscription. So I'm going to do the math for you guys. A pizza,
this could take a while.
A pizza, 3/5 to the power of the seventh sun.
You're going to save at least 3 slices on every bottle.
That's crazy. I got mine today. It came with a little bag of Skittles. It comes with a personal note. Meriwether, she put like a This time she put like a, it was like a little stick figure, and it was like another stick figure stabbing it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Was it the one, was it you?
Like yeah, a voodoo thing? Because it said Blake above the stick figure was getting stabbed. It was right in the throat. And that's the kind of personal service Craft Vapor is going to give you. And if you want to check out their, you know, they got mods, they got tanks, they got coils, check that out. Use that promo code IBWIP, 10% off of that. So, really, you're a douchebag and a loser.
Douchebag.
If you don't go, if you vape and you shouldn't smoke because it's bad for you. 6 months without a cigarette. Hey.
Right.
So, if you don't go there, you're doing yourself a disservice. I'm not getting a kickback. I'm just trying to, they're just giving me this promo code to help you out.
You've already made the healthy choice to stop smoking. Now do the healthy choice to your wallet and start saving.
Exactly.
Yeah, you fucking douchebag.
Jesus Christ. Do something right for a change in your life, you dumb son of a bitch.
I can't stop, and you won't let go. I said, come on, and you said, no, no, no. I want to shibble, what's a bibble, won't shibble with me. I want to shibble, what's a bibble, won't shibble with me. Shibble with your bibble, what's your bibble, won't shibble with me. I want to shibble with your bibble, what's your bibble, won't shibble with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said not tonight, and I asked when. You said what? Baby, I had to tell you again. I want to shibble with your bibble, what's your bibble, won't shibble with me. I want to shibble with your bibble, what's your bibble, won't shibble with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shibble with your bibble, but your bibble won't shibble with me.
The 10-foot Polecats, we should be so lucky. That was Shibble by the aforementioned name band.
You said aforementioned.
I surely did, Vitamin D. I surely did. And you know what? We're going to have another segment coming up here. What's up in East Smoke? I've never vaped in my life, but you know what? With all these segments we've been doing and all the positivity we've been spreading and all the delicious vapes in the air, I think I'm going to be interested in
doing some vaping.
What's that? What doesn't
work? Goddamn shit doesn't work.
What, your intro doesn't work?
No.
Something was happening. I heard some noise.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's me, the ghost of Scott Joplin.
Oh, here we go.
Playing
oh.
My piano. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
All right, we can continue our show now.
This is not the typical What's Up in East Smoke theme music. Is this specific to ragtime?
You gave it away. I was going to surprise
you. Whoops.
All righty.
Cat's out of the bag. The temple polecat's out of the bag.
Jeez.
Whoa.
All right, folks. It's time for What's Up in East Moke. Normally, we play that shitty song. I'm sorry. The great song by the shitty artist Hank 3 Up in Smoke. But we did this instead. Because this... That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what
this
about.
Is back when the ladies had a lot of
flappers.
A lot of flapper girls.
They had a lot of clothes on, right?
Almost too much, some would say.
And guys, they wore ties everywhere they went. They
and
wore suits,
mustache wax.
And mustache wax had so much grease in their hair. That's why they got sex all the time. It's because they would take some of the grease from
their
hair.
They were dapper dans, they were.
Dapper the girls' dans. And then they just stick it in. Anyway.
Flappers and dappers.
I'm learning quite a lot tonight.
Hopefully the sponsor does not tune in till right now. Hey, everybody. We're going to talk about Ragtime Vapor. RagtimeVapor.com. And they are our e-smoke.
Oh,
Jesus.
No.
Give a man a bridge. He builds a wrecking ball.
I think that's correct.
All right.
So their slogan, because their slogan is music for your mod. Ooh. I'll blow that right in your face, fella.
Good.
All right. So handcrafted e-jutes from our L.A. That's a California, yay. And Jason's going to hold up some bottle here. Oh, no, the sticker. And then you'll hold the bottle up. We have done this numerous times. I know you can't tell, but it is possible. So we're vaping on ragtimevapor.com today. Jason, would you like to go over the flavor profile?
I'm searching my mind, and I can't think of one thing that would make me more happy.
Thank you for being
here. You want me to just read right down the list here?
Yeah, go at a pace that people can understand.
At a medium pace, some would say. This is my favorite title, 23 Skidoo. Nothing more classic 1920s lingo than saying 23 Skidoo.
Totally.
So, you know, every one we get, has the company has a core theme.
All these vape companies have some sort of theme, and theirs is 1920s ragtime, sitting in the parlor, drinking some booze, having a good time kind of feel.
Yeah,
great Gatsby grape.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go.
23 Skidoo. For the vanilla custard lovers, 23 components make up this liquid. With added creaminess, subtle spice, bakery notes, and a hint of sweetness, 23 Skid is a winner.
Nice.
And here she is right here. Let me just hold up the bottle, and I'll give it a quick little lick to give it the Locks of Lug Jason approval.
Mmm. Mm. You're not supposed to actually
whoops
put it in your mouth, though.
Too late.
That was it. And that's the first flavor we went over, right?
That was 23 Skidoo. That was the very first one. The next one, which we also have a bottle of here, is called Jubilee. And Jubilee is a grand celebration. Mixed seasonal melons with a subtle twist of fresh cucumber. It conjures the spirits of summer.
Spirits of summer. And we're in summer.
The lick of approval.
No, don't. Oh, my God. You don't do things right.
Sorry.
You're not doing that right at all.
They have five total flavors here. The next one is Jim Dandy. Crisp apples, buttery pastry crust, caramel graham crumble, and brown sugar glaze. A patriotic homage to a homemade apple pie. It's a Jim Dandy for sure. Boy, that does sound good.
And I'll tell you what. We've went over it before many times. We've done a lot of these. I'm not the pastry kind of guy when it comes. I'm strictly like a fruit and a candy.
You don't like crusty shit.
I don't like crusty shit. But I'll tell you what. This crusty, it was like eating an apple pie. Like, it was nice. It wasn't like harsh. It wasn't like bitter or anything. It was smooth. I really enjoyed it. Like, so that's the first like apple pie, or really the first pastry one I really, really like super enjoyed. So I'm gonna give that one a thumbs up.
Nice. Now, did you get all five of these flavors?
Yeah, I got all five, and I've vaped all five. I have some that I like better than others.
Okay. Well, next
when
one,
you get to the one, I'll.
Okay. The next one on the list is Honky Tonk. A Bounty Hunter's Hideaway. Honky Tonk is an enigmatic blend of creamy tobacco, toasted nuts, dried fruit, graham muffin, and a hint of banana. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Blake, I know this is not the one for you.
You are wrong.
Because I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
You don't like banana?
I don't like banana. And luckily, there's not a whole lot of banana.
Just a hint.
All right. But so, earlier this week, I was craving a cigarette. I haven't had a cigarette in 6 months, and I was craving a cigarette. And I knew that I was going to be doing, we were going to be reviewing this, and I knew that that one had a tobacco flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? This could either be good or bad. It could either make me want a cigarette more, or it's going to curb that. Put it in my Derringer, drip that bad boy, and it's just, it's not like a cigarette. It's like a pipe. Like you're you know, the flavor of a tobacco from a pipe. And I didn't get a lot of banana out of it, thank God, because I probably would. But the nuts, you know, it has a nice, I don't want to say forestry. That sounds horrible.
Foliage.
Nah, I don't. It has that tobacco. It has it smooth roughage. Tobacco. And it's subsided. And that's what I'm vaping on right now. So I'm going to take a hit of this while you go through the next one.
That
so,
is very
Honky
surprising.
Tonk is the best.
You have a history of saying the nano to bananos. And now that you like this, it's very surprising and a true testament to ragtime vapor.
Yeah.
The fifth and final one is Hullabaloo. What's the Hullabaloo?
Hey.
I'll tell you what it
hey.
Is.
Hey.
This Hullabaloo gets no respect,
hey.
I tell you.
Natural blueberries baked inside light cream scones, all topped with a tangy cream. What is that word? Now I'm stumped for a word.
Whoa.
Fresh coconut milk nut glaze?
Fresh?
Milk glaze?
Cream
fresh. It was as simple as fresh. No, it's F-R-I-C-H-E. Is that fresh?
Oh, that's a good one.
Boy. I'll say it with a tangy cream fresh coconut milk glaze. That's what the Hullabaloo is all about. That actually, there's pictures that accompany each one of these too. And even though Honky Tonk has a picture of a black and white old man, all the other ones do look very tasty.
It's like old man.
It's not, you know, ragtimey times anymore. I believe he's called mulatto.
A mulatto?
Yeah, not black and white. He's a black and white cowboy.
I love mulattoes, you know. Don't get me wrong.
Jesus. Prefer Neapolitan.
It's amazing that people, you know, and every company that we've done this for has always emailed me and said, you guys are hilarious. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But we're in trouble.
We are dropping the word mulatto in the middle of What's Up in East Smoke. Hey, guess what? We're in trouble.
No, but
just Jew them down. They'll be fine.
Oh, Jesus.
We are at max cap for Jew references.
Gee, Christmas. You guys are horrible. No, but I really like these guys. They're sophisticated flavors. I like that there's only five flavors. You get seven or eight flavors, you're going to get...
It's too much.
Too much.
Can't handle that.
It's coming soon. Mulatto Mint.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. You guys are horrible. But like I said, Honky Tonk, right? That was my favorite one.
Despite the bit of banana.
Despite the bit of banana. Say that again.
Despite the bit of banana.
And what was the one with the apple pie?
That was the Jim Dandy.
Apple to apple.
Jim Dandy.
To the
good
rescue.
Stuff. Now, it's good stuff. And here's my question is... Why is all this stuff happening in California? Why, you know, all these great, great vape companies are all from California.
They're doing something right out there.
That's where all the porn shot, too.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to California right now.
California is the place you ought to be. So definitely check out ragtimevapor.com. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. And they are a featured line at Craft Vapery. So if you get your Craft Vapery subscription and you know, that goes in, one of those flavors falls into your yums and not yucks, they're going to hook you up. So, thank you very much, Ragtime. I'm going to give, out of five, let's give them a four. Let's give them a four. You know what I did like about it?
Keep it honest.
I did, well, you know, if I gave them a five, they would stick their chest out. They're like, fuck it, we don't need to do any more advertising. We don't need to do any more new product.
Pull out their suspenders and pop them.
Hey, we don't need to do anything.
We got
else.
The IBWIP plug. We can hang up our hats and call it a day.
We're just going to sit here and watch the money roll in.
Wait till Q4. This is set.
Another thing I do like about them is on their bottles, it gives the description of that flavor on the bottle. And that sounds like no big deal, but I've got a box full of vape flavors in there. You know, and it has the name on it. But if I don't keep the cards, I don't remember what it is. So this one, I just pick it up and go, oh, this is a crisp, you know, crisp asshole. Asshole?
Asshole.
You know, crisp
asshole. Ass apples. This is a crisp asshole.
Ragtimevapor.com. Check them out. Go to their Facebook. Like them. Go to their Instagram. Like them. Tell them that IBWIP sent you. And despite all the horrible things that we talk about while we're doing a vape, they're still a good company. So thanks a lot, guys. Let's see. Wait, watch this.
23 Skidoo.
I'm watching this with my ears. It's fading.
That's weird.
That's good, huh?
I kind of want that music always in the background of my entire life.
You're always on my mind. Well, Jason has left us.
He went to California, I believe.
Hey.
Yeah. So, well, what's unfortunate is him and I and... Everybody else has been on the show, Nick, Intern Heather. We kind of like pooled our money together. And
that purple passion, 3 hours later, you're just like, I'm gonna.
It takes its time.
It hits you later on. Jason was like, blitzed. And he drank it like an hour ago, but he drank it like in 13 seconds.
Yeah, so. He was chugging it. It's probably not a good idea for him to be driving right to California right now. But anyways, we got our money together. We thought you're possibly going through potential rough time right now. You might need to talk to somebody.
That 12-month itch.
And
the first year blues, they call it.
Yeah, and your old friend, Dr. Bonner.
Oh.
We got back in touch with him.
We had Dr. Bonner on the show before we had got married. And, yeah, he gave us some good, some bad
advice. Well, we
kind of caused a little problem in the house.
We talked him into coming back on after greasing his palm a little bit. So
great. You know. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Bonner.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me back on the show, guys. They greased my palm a little bit. It was truly an honor to come back on the shows and see you guys and give you my expertise once more.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. Like Dustin said...
Well, this is the first time I've met him. And has anybody ever told you you sound a little bit like Dr. Marvin Monroe?
No one's ever said that to my face. I get a lot of that on my Facebook page, anonymous style, but those cowards can suck a big one. Come to my face and say that. Dr. Marvin Monroe, you're talking about from the Simpson television program?
The program? Yeah, that'd be it.
I say it how I say it. You say it how you say it.
I did.
It's been almost 2 years, Blake, and I gotta say is thank you so much for having
me
back
on
the show. No, but before I think it was about 2 summers ago, wasn't it?
Episode 112, I think.
Whatever that was. That's how we judge time, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back. We're getting ready to celebrate our 1 year anniversary here coming up on the 17th of May.
It's been a year already. Can you believe it?
Feels like 2 years.
Some would say.
I am going to take...
Are we all talking like this?
A little bit. Only I talk like this because I'm from New York. Okay. I'm a New York Jew, and this is how we talk.
Oh,
all right?
You said the J word.
I have heard
when
the program.
When anybody says Jew, we scream real loud.
This isn't the Pee Wee Herman program, all right? This is the IBWIPs, and you guys has invited me back out. Last time, I think it was Mute Jacob, and it was... What's his face? Brett Conlon in the Breasticle Band. They invited me out and paid me tens of dollars to come out here and to give you and Molly advice. I noticed that she's absent tonight. Why is that?
She has a sick child upstairs, and she wants to comfort the child, and it's understandable. She's tired. She works a lot.
That begets another thing that we talked about, and that's you and...
Who
you
talked
and,
about?
You and I last time.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about you and Molly having a child. Is it the child she's taking care of? Is that a child that you, the two of you have put together?
Your seed.
Like Legos.
Like Legos? Like you got an instruction
like
booklet?
Like a Mr. Potato Head?
Everything is awesome.
You got a bare naked child opened up its asshole and then put together eyes and a mouth and legs and arms?
No.
Well, that took a turn.
It's my stepson. He's feeling under the weather.
So the two of you have not had a child?
No, we have not.
I still will take full responsibility for you guys having made a year.
You will?
You made at the time you were engaged? You were not married yet. Now you are married, and now you have almost reached a year of union. Can I say that this is my doings?
I can honestly say that I'm surprised we had the wedding because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah,
because I gave you 20% off my book.
Right.
You read the book, I assume.
Yeah.
What could have possibly gone wrong?
Well, I think you kind of touched on some sensitive subjects. You know?
I physically did not touch anybody.
But,
by court of law, I was not able to touch anyone at that interview.
Right, but we're, you know, they have, you ever heard of the song, The First Year Blues? They always say that if you can get through that first year, it's rough, but if you can get through that first year, it's smooth sailing.
How many more days do you have till the first year's over?
About 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Will you make it?
I'm hoping. Personally, I hope we do.
I think the legal system moves slow enough to where if you started a divorce process now, there by no means you would be over that process over that year. I think you're in the clear right now.
All right. Well, I do believe you, and I'm reading the show notes here, but you had a session with Molly prior to this?
I did. I sat down with Molly once Negative Nick and Dustin over here pulled the very few funds together to have me come back out and use their frequent flyer miles to bring me here to Central Illinois. I definitely sat down and talked with Molly, and what she had to say was surely surprising.
Oh, really?
Shall I let you know what those things are
that
were so surprising to me?
That would be very helpful.
And she said that your 8-year anniversary of doing this little song and dance you do here on the microphones and your 200th episode were colliding about the same time as your anniversary.
Yes, we were very hard to get them to align.
Is it safe to say that you're spending more time on this podcast anniversary than you are your own anniversary with your wife?
You could probably say that is a true statement. Yes, I have to look down at the ground in shame and say yes.
I see.
Is that bad?
It's not good, Blake.
Okay.
I think
the way I look at the first year is the anniversary present is paper. So I figured if I just give her like the show notes to our 200th episode, like autograph it, that'd be a good anniversary present.
You're starting to make a lot of sense.
Huh?
I'll even sign it.
Oh, right on.
Why not?
And negative Nick, would you commit to signing the very same piece of paper?
I thought that we were all required to give you guys both a paper gift for your anniversary. I didn't know. So you're going to give her the gift and we all just... I was going to give you both like a $20 and tell you to, you know, watch a Netflix tomorrow or something.
I'll just bring you the next issue of Southern Bastards. That's printed on paper.
You guys can read it together. You guys are both thinking of some wonderful gifts that I would enjoy, yes.
But no, I'll sign something, absolutely.
You can do the other one too, that's fine.
Seemingly, no, this sounds way cheaper. I'll sign it.
Seemingly, your first year anniversary has been saved by these two gentlemen right here.
Basically, it seems like it. I can give her a comic book and a $20 bill.
And paper is only part of it. There has to be somewhat grand gestures, Blake. What kind of grand gestures? Are you taking her out for a dinner? Are you going to go somewhere on a trip, perhaps? Why not?
Are
you taking her perhaps to a swingers club, maybe?
Well, right now, we're, you know, in a kind of a financial bind with me not working and waiting on the state of Illinois. So I'm kind of nervous about, you know, but I will do something special, like, you know, maybe breakfast in bed, possibly, or maybe like lay her down and give her some loving.
And that is partly my mistake. Taking people out and doing these grand gestures, that does cost money. But something very simple, that is also a grand gesture. Blake.
Okay.
Giving someone poached
any
eggs
examples?
In bed. What's that?
Any examples?
Absolutely. Even poached? The examples you said. Poached eggs in bed. Deep fried bacon bits. Pancake balls.
Waffles.
Frozen orange juice waffles.
Raisin balls.
Raisinettes. These are all very inexpensive. Yes. I know you're at a job right now, and that's a tough bind to be in, but there are many ways to make a lady feel special, even on the one-year anniversary.
All right.
Just pour all those things on her while she sleeps.
Just take everything that I said, write it down on a list, prepare it, put it into a plastic bag, and then pour it directly on her.
That, you know what? That sounds like a great... It's something different. I mean, she wouldn't expect...
As long as you say happy anniversary while doing it, you're in the clear.
She wouldn't expect
her the list, too. That's your paper gift taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Just like this is the list of the stuff that
I just...
Here's
the list
wore.
Of things that I was thinking about getting you for our 1-year
anniversary. These are all the things I've dumped on your chest in case there's any confusion whatsoever of...
what is...
Those aren't rabbit turds. Those are indeed raisinettes.
All right. I'm writing this down. Hold on. Go ahead.
Something else she mentioned. Yeah, I think... Dustin over here was playfully whispering Paradise Palace Swingers Club in my ear. Do you have any plans to visit something like that? A little spice of life could add years to a relationship.
Yeah, I thought that probably wouldn't be the best idea for like an anniversary. Like, hey, let's go out to the Swingers Club for an anniversary. But I thought maybe, hey, you know, we're getting through this first year. Times are tough. Stress. Yeah. But what a better way to relieve stress than, you know,
fuck in front of strangers.
Fuck in front of some strangers or watch some strangers have sex. And I don't think that's very. I know it's something that she wants. And you were talking about, you know, giving gifts to the things that she wants.
Right.
You know, to me, it doesn't sound like a cool place.
It's like more of a Christmas thing.
You would be surprised to see membership surge at a place like Paradise Palace during the Christmas season. Blake, I think it's all safe to say that last time I was on the show, I focused on communication. Communication is key. Open lines of communication. And with communication comes compromise. Ooh, and it seems to me that she wants to go and view the sexual activities of others at a swingers club. And maybe you're a little bit hesitant, despite what you said on the debate club portion of this program.
Yeah, I mean, for her, I want to do it. And you're right. The communication is very touch and go. Very touch and go. You can get into a lot of bad habits really quick with poor
communication.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And that's one of the things that we've had an issue with. But I think we're working through this.
What kind of bad habits would you say you've gotten into, Blake?
Everything I do, she doesn't like.
Now.
Everything. it makes it difficult because you've been doing things for so long that it's hard to say, well, I can't do that anymore.
There needs to be an air of mystery in a relationship, Blake. For me, it's not breaking wind or making a nice BM in front of my mistress. It's doing it in another room, another part of the house, or maybe grabbing that key that's attached to a big piece of wood at the local gas station and making a BM there.
Yeah.
What kind of airs of mystery do you keep alive in your relationship?
Are you saying Aryan mystery?
Aryan mystery. The white race is supreme.
I'm just making sure I'm hearing you right.
Yes. Even though I am a Jew, and the Aryan race is strongly against the Jewish people, I think having an Aryan race of mystery between a couple is key in keeping a relationship positive and fresh.
We should wind it back to...
Let's wind it back, maybe. If we could edit, take out the point where I started talking about white supremacy, that would be preferable.
Let me break this down. I know you had a lengthy session with Molly.
I did.
And I love her dearly. She is the world to me. And she's not very happy anymore. You know, and I'm asking you for your help. I mean, from the discussions you had with her, what things do I need to do to keep from living in the street?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is picking up a copy of my new book, The Bonner Way, This and That, The Relationships of Two or More People. You want to pick that up immediately. And then
Amazon?
Go to Amazon.com, and in just a few weeks, you'll be able to purchase the very same book that I mentioned earlier in the very long title that it has in the audiobook form, where you'll get to listen to my words, listen to me speak throughout the entire book, 8.5 hours.
Dr. Bonner, what was the title of that? I just want to write it down, make sure
I have it. The very same title of it was The Bonner Way. This and that of two people or more in a relationship, lovey-dovey, this and that, forever love.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. That's what I had written down. If you could give me three or four things that I need to do to get this back on track, to get it like we were, you know, when we flied into Vegas, we flied into Vegas to get married, the love and the whole, you know, what
she openly sobbed while she showed me your wedding video. She said, "The man downstairs, this is not the man I married." And I was only to believe her because I had not talked to you yet.
Right.
What I would say to you, Blake, is when I talked to you last, she said, "I want a dog. I want a second dog. Get that dog, Blake. What does it matter? You already have one filthy beast running throughout your house making pee-pees and poo-poos everywhere, scratching up your floors, exuding hair where hair should not be. Get a second dog, Blake. You wouldn't mean the world to her. Fuck me, right? First of all, get a second dog."
Okay, that's one. I said four, didn't I?
You said four. Shit. We've got a long way to go, Blake.
All right.
Second thing, buy my book, and I want you to take turns reading it to each other before you go to sleep every night.
Oh, that's like a sweet gesture.
Yeah, like a chapter.
Every night? Every single night.
Yeah, rotate the whole thing.
Every night I want you to take turns reading the entire book.
Every other sentence?
Go like every other sentence. Not unlike the very own bit of this show called IBWIP Speakeasy.
Yeah. You put the book in between you and you trade just like how you did in elementary school. You read around the classroom.
Except at the end, hopefully you fuck.
You went to a different school than me.
At the end, you have a wonderful relationship.
I didn't go to a Catholic school.
And that was only the second of two, four things that you want me to mention.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
The third thing, Blake, is while you're at home and you're without a job, make sure that you clean up the place before she gets home and present her with a nice meal. What's her favorite thing to eat, Blake? Surely you know the answer to this.
She likes a lot of different things.
Oh, well, I would say for sure prepare a lot of different things for her. And she will be most happy when she gets home from a hard day of work and to see you with an array of things for her to eat that she indeed loves to enjoy. And that is the third.
And you can dump them on her while she's laying down, evidently.
Perhaps put them into a bag and tell her to go up into her bed and await for you to dump the morsels of food, all of which she does enjoy, directly onto her bare naked stomach.
Cool. I can do that. I can do that. It's awfully messy.
And the fourth thing.
Oh, Jesus, it's hot in here.
Oh, it is hot. I wish someone would open the door. A man of my large stature quickly comes to sweating.
Final.
And the final thing. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you for keeping me back on track. The final thing that I would say for you to do, Blake, is to clean it up downstairs.
Oh, the living room?
While in fact we are downstairs within a two-floor condominium, I would say not the downstairs of where you live, but this downstairs of where your genitals lie.
Yeah. You know, I can see why you're so successful. I can see why you're releasing your second book, because...
This is my third book, actually.
Oh, you are spot on, because thank she you. Often complains that, you know, I during the winter, I don't like to trim down there because...
A man wants to stay warm.
Right. And, you know, it is becoming springtime, but it just hasn't... It hasn't hit that turning point to where it, in the evening it's, you know, right. in the 70s or something.
I understand, but this is where compromise comes back in.
Yes.
Sure, in the winter, a man wants to grow out all this pubis hair to make sure that his penis stays nice and warm during the shrivel months, as I call them.
Yes.
November, but December.
November, December.
January.
Even in the late February is a shrivel month.
Especially around here. I mean, it can
absolutely. Central Illinois is frigid cold.
Well, for me, even October, like, because you get that damp cold in October, and I just...
That's right.
Okay,
that's just about changing clothes, mostly.
Oh. Okay.
I would say, go to the store, buy yourself a wall electric razor, and give it the once over. Just maybe once every other week.
Okay.
Make sure your pubes are nice and trimmed. Make sure you take a little extra
dandruff
shampoo. Take a little off the top. Give yourself a penis faux hawk, if you will. Make sure your pubic hair is fashionable. And to make sure your penis is accessible. And that it's nice and clean for your woman. And all these things, all these four things I mentioned, will culminate into another full year at least of happiness.
That's amazing. Now, after speaking with her and then speaking with me, obviously, I believe a part of your book, you have a grading system for couples. And you grade the wife and you grade the husband, and then you give them a couple's grade.
That's
true. With the knowledge that you have, what would you say would be Molly's grade for this first year?
Well, my system is always changing, as does popular culture. So right now, on the low end, you'd be looking at a Kris and Bruce Jenner. And on the high end, you'd be looking at a Kim Kardashian and a Kanye West.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now.
Now
I was a little lost for a second.
No, that's fine. It's Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner, they're falling apart because Bruce Jenner wants to become a woman instead of a man. Whereas Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they're practically attached by the hip. They're in total love with each other.
They already both know they'll never be human. So.
That's right. True. And so they may as well attach each other to the hip. That's right.
They finish each other's sentences almost.
They finish each other's sandwiches.
Yes, they do.
I would say that you're probably leaning a little bit towards the Jenner and the Kris Jenner. And the
I am,
Jenner.
Or us as a couple?
You as a couple.
Okay.
But that can be fixed.
I hope so.
I even have hope for Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner. I hope that someday he'll wake up and realize, you know what, this is the woman of my dreams, and I will go ahead and salvage my penis rather than turning it into a vagina. But you and Molly can save the relationship by following my four simple steps.
Definitely.
What do you think, Blake? Can you do it?
Will you
put forth the effort, Blake? Tell me you will.
I don't think it's definitely not a lack of effort.
On whose end?
I can only speak for myself, Dr. Bonner.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
My thoughts and prayers are with you. I hope you check out my new book. I'm so grateful.
What was the title of it?
The name of the book, of course, is The Bonner Way, ... Whoop-de-doo, Tippy Canoe, and Tyler 2.
Great. Well, thank you, Dr. Bonner. Hey, guys, thank you for chipping in.
Appreciate you for coming out again, Dr. Here's that bus fare we talked about.
Thank you so much. I'm on my way back to New York City.
All right,
gentlemen.
Thank you. Whew. Wow.
Feel better?
It re-energizes you.
Good.
It makes you...
So where are you going for?
It makes you go, you know what? This has a chance.
I like that he has this the grading portion in there for his newest book.
Yeah, I was kind of
I'm looking forward to you guys reading that back and forth to each other.
Maybe we could do an episode where we just
do an audiobook version of it because, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
It would be his and hers practically simultaneous audiobook version.
It'd be cool if you read it simultaneously instead of trying to, like, you read it in sync, cuz you're trying to, like, get in sync So what better way to do it than to read the book literally together at the
Because you don't
time.
Want her to say bye, bye, bye.
It should also be 98 degrees in the room at the time.
And Backstreet Boys, too.
Oh, hey, Jason's back from California.
I'm back from California and buying all that vape I love to vape.
I heard you started a company out there.
I did.
You want to tell us about that company?
Yeah, it was called Locks of Vape, where we take actual human hair from the deceased, and we liquefy it and turn it into vape.
Oh, like a dildo for ashes and shit?
Very similar to a dildo. We almost called it Locks of Dildo Vape, but we didn't.
Thank God. Hey, Nick, why don't you tell us about what's coming up in this here podcast that nobody listens to anymore.
Well, coming up, we have a episode 195 is available now, Purple Pound Town.
Oh, was that an entertaining episode?
Pound Town. Was it ever?
It was.
We all fucked each other. It was great.
Jeez. I don't remember that. Was I that drunk during that episode?
Yeah, you were blacked out.
You
were the town that got pounded.
Oh no!
And your brother was videotaping it. He just kept going, "Jeez, turn around." Oh, every
and
now
you,
and then,
and you couldn't because of how large the Grimace costume you were in was.
Wow, I am not remembering any of this.
Good.
Oh, that's why we do video now.
Yep.
So that's available now. $195.
Wow.
Also, check out episode...
It's a real selling point. I should just shut the fuck up.
So yeah, check out episode 195, Purple Pound Town. Find out what that's about.
Watch also, me get fucked.
It's not going to be on YouTube long. Also, check out episode 196, IBWIP Spaghetti Western Volume 1 is now available. That is all 7 episodes of the IBWIP Spaghetti Western together in one place, in the correct order, I believe,
yes.
As well.
Yeah, I thought it was important.
We toyed with the idea of 1, 4, 3.
Just played them all at the same time over each other.
It's kind of cool. I might do that at the end.
Catch up before Volume 2 comes out.
Yeah.
That's right.
See how many sound effects link up.
Yeah, but checking it out from the start, that way, because if you've heard it before and you're like, oh, this is kind of funny, but where do these characters come from? How did they, you know... That's the best way. And I think that way you put it all together.
And lastly, you got to check out episode 198. That's our next episode, inevitably titled Barking Up the Wrong Tea Tree Oil, which will be available on Friday, May 15th.
That's pretty funny.
And don't forget, IBWIP listeners, that May is Foster Care Month. We all know how important foster care is. The question is, how will you take care of your Australian import beer this month?
I get it.
All right, good. May is also Older Americans Month. Older Americans. If you're over the
Happy
age of
birthday,
40...
Happy birthday,
Grandma! Good luck selling that fucking on furniture. If you're over the age of 41, please just get out of the way because youth is king and we've got selfies to take.
You're called an antique and that's what I'm going to treat you like. A little Murphy's Oil soap down there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Murphy down that teak.
Are you talking about putting Murphy's Oil, furniture oil, on your grandma's privates?
Not my grandma's. Somebody else's grandma.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
That's
no
rude.
No problem.
Pleasure Palace.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
51.
Also.
It's not, you know, technically it's not an antique unless it's 100 years old.
So just vintage. It's called vintage. It's
vintage.
Called
old.
Vintage Pound Town.
Next episode. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions. I'm sure you have a few questions.
Ooh, boy.
And plenty of comments. And you're taking suggestions?
Of course.
We'll take them.
That's brave. To Blake at IBWIP.com. Send them to Blake at IBWIP.com and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Ah, yes. Boys. Whew, let's all take a breathe in.
I refuse to breathe in.
Breathe out.
No.
Man, that was some intense stuff that happened this evening. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I'm really worried about intern Heather. I'm having problems finishing up the show because I'm worried about her. Being in New York, and she's young.
She's
and
a
she's,
young girl out
I would
in the
say,
big city.
Out in the big city.
She
for the
checked
first
in
time.
On Facebook yesterday. She's okay.
Oh.
Okay, then fuck it.
Hey, fucking who cares? But we can't wait for her to come back, believe me, because none of this shit would have been allowed if she would have been
oh,
here.
No.
She would have been like, time out, boys.
We have to temper things when
I'm
there's
eat,
a woman in the room.
Yep. Yep, we have to. You know what? It's good for us. But anyway, lots of love, Jason. Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being on the other side of the table.
It feels different, but it doesn't feel bad.
I think you actually did better.
I did better over here?
Yeah.
Are you going to rotate me every week?
Yeah, next week you're under the table.
You guys, hello! You guys are in big trouble.
Hey-o. Don't use the teeth.
Pull your pud.
Get in the swing.
Hard work and Lazy Susan.
I love Lazy Susan.
Oh, okay. That was weird. Sorry. You got a boat for your anniversary?
That was... Yeah, it did sound like a boat. Motorboat. Dustin?
Yep.
I know that you have ladies...
What?
...lined up outside the door
waiting
to spend time with you.
How do you do that?
How do you do it?
I want that for me. I want what you have for me.
I just like the idea of having him in line. It ends there. Yeah,
like I have a little thing. It's like taking numbers.
Yeah,
the velvet rope.
There is no talking in line.
A girl walks up, takes one out, and she's like 85th, and then she looks up at the sign. He's like on 3. She's like, fuck, it's worth it.
Because I take my time.
Oh yeah,
the whole reason he has them lining up is for an elaborate Beetlejuice joke.
But Vitamin D, thank you very much for taking the time out.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back.
Yeah,
I'm glad there was
nice
no
to be here.
Cardinal game scheduled or sex fest or anything like
whatever.
That. Beer fest. But thank you. I hope you had a good time.
I did, as always.
All right. And Negative Nick, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love having you on. And I appreciate you driving as far as you. I know it's a long drive and you don't get paid. But I appreciate it. I hope the laughs are payment enough. I hope as you drive home, you're just like, that was... very witty.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm going to pull into the marathon station when I leave here. I'm going to just I'm going to pop it in the gas tank and be like, the laughs are filling this right the fuck up.
But thank you very much for being on, and I can't wait to hear your tight five.
Tight five. At the 200th episode. That's worth coming alone.
200th episode coming up right around the corner. Me and Molly are going to Moonrunners in Chicago on the 8th and 9th.
You're not doing... any interviews up there?
No,
is that at Reggie's again?
Yep, it's at Reggie's again. Here's what it is. Last year, I have all the footage. I have all the audio footage. I've never released any of it.
It's
I missed
vault,
up. Huh? It's in the vault. So when I die, I want you guys to release it.
Okay. So in a few weeks.
Every 20 years.
Right, yeah, every 20 years. No, but I want to enjoy the whole thing. I missed out on a lot of stuff, you know, and I missed out on seeing a lot of people and hanging out with a lot of people. So we're just going and, you know, we're shacking up with... Shannon.
Cool.
And we're looking forward to it. Joshy P always does an amazing job. Spaghetti Western, Kesha, blah, 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 yakety, yakety. Jason was about to die.
Wait, what?
Dr. Bonner, he has already left, but thanks him. And thank you to all the listeners, because without you, we would be doing this and just for ourselves, which is kind of what we're doing right now.
I don't care about myself enough to do this.
I don't care about myself enough for you not to do it.
Thank you.
All I care about is that everybody buys Dr. Bonner's new book.
What was the
What's
name
it
of
called again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, surely I am here and he is not. Therefore, I would not know the
Bonner. No, he left his notes on on the table there in front of you.
Let me just look down at my notes and read them real quick.
That'd be great.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
If IBWIP is good enough for Chris Pratt, it's good enough for you. Now, is Mr. Pratt a fan of this program? We'll never tell.
Who's Chris Pratt?
The legendary Star
guy
Lord?
He's the guy from
Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec,
from Jurassic Park, the Jurassic Park guy.
He's married to Anna Faris.
What?
A-list actor.
He's
obviously
a cool dude.
Finally.
Obviously, look, he's not an A-list actor.
Look, the joke is funny. All right, there's no disputing that.
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's his movie.
That guy's not funny.
He's handsome.
He's funny on Parks and Rec.
You're thinking of James
Gunn.
He's
the lovable idiot.
Oh, he's
James
the guy.
Gunn, yeah.
He's the guy that shines the shoes and is dating that hot chick with the black hair.
Yep. Yeah. Nope. That is the entirety of what he does on the show.
That's pretty much all I remember.
Why are you shitting on my joke, huh? That took me 4 to 5 hours.
I wasn't supposed to tear it up after I said it?
No, I want you. Now you have to eat it.
Now I have to shit on it?
Now you have to eat it.
Try and eat just the right one.
There's so many bad jokes, I don't know which one to eat.
Oh, no.
It's not that their jokes are bad, per se.
Thank you.
Some of them I don't get because some of them are over my head.
Yeah, I'm a real smart guy.
Stand on the chair and I'll say it again. Hey!
Alright, I really liked Build a Man Bridge. What is it?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.